The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Brady's daughter is celebrating my birthday by pretending it's her birthday.
She's having a little
nice of her.
Johnny Girl.
She's having a little Johnny Girl of her own?
Yeah.
Let's take a few of the old kids out this... beautiful Monday.
We're heading to the Swiss.
Are you going to the Swiss with the kids? You're going to skate over?
Yeah.
Bunch of sixth graders skating around?
Yep.
So I had a Mark McGuire while you're there.
Where is she going for my birthday?
She's going to play some laser tag and, you know, one of those places.
As
like
a parent.
Like a Dave and Buster's or
Brett, you can relate to this. Golfland was our thing when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So you, like for birthdays and stuff, as a parent, did you limit her?
As far as what?
That was the most class warfare I was ever part of. Is my birthday would roll around and be, all right, I want to have like a little party. Like you're 13, 14 years old and you're going to have a thing. And my mom would foot it, but it would be for you to limit your friends down.
Yeah.
You had to pick out. So there's like a few outliers.
Depends on what we're doing. This one, there's a limit.
How many did you nail her down? How many is she allowed to bring?
Well, actually, she's 8 friends are coming.
She's got 8 friends.
Yeah.
8 of them, and you're footing the bill for all of them, or they all pay their own way in?
No, I'm flipping it.
Did you cut it at 8?
Pretty big.
There was 9 total.
Oh, so somebody got the axe, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, they didn't cut. They just couldn't come.
Oh, you didn't do any cutting. So she could have gone as high as 20, and you wouldn't have said no, because if Kirby wants it, Kirby
20,
gets it.
20's a little high.
Kirby wanted 20 buddies? 20 buddies are coming.
My mom would make that clear before. You have 5 kids that can come. I'm like, ah, crap.
Yeah. I figured out of the 9, that's what I was figuring. 5.
Yeah, but that's up to you.
Usually there's everyone's getting their last minute summer vacation in because school starts a week from today for them.
But normally it isn't about the kids deciding. It's you as the parent saying you can bring 5.
Sure.
And she didn't have to do any whittling at all. You let her just max out. I was not allowed to do that. There were always a couple of kids who were going to go to your birthday party. My mom would only pay for 5. I had to pick my 5 favorites.
There were a couple of
inquiries,
too. Like the kid would say, my parents want to know, are we paying for this? Or
at that point, you had to fire off a yes.
Yeah, you cheap pricks.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I got an opportunity. No, you're scholarshiped.
You want to pay, you can pay. I think that's not a bad idea.
You're paying food, too, or has everybody got a – you're covering the whole
thing. Covered.
What is man? That's silly. Nobody likes their kids this much.
You get 5. Everybody gets 1 slice.
That's pathetic.
Double cut it.
Yeah.
Double cut it.
So she didn't ever know that there was a number to hit. She just kept going.
Wasn't worried about the number.
No, because
I just knew how many there would be.
Ching Chavez.
No. It never. She's not one that has like 50 friends.
Yeah. Neither was I, and I still got limited.
Yeah, it depends.
I was on the outside looking in on one
of my
Little League friends' birthdays because he was allowed to have 7.
And you were number 8.
And I was number 8.
Ah.
And then a kid bailed out. And I was a reserve. I got a reserve call, and I felt it when I was there. I felt it as I'm not supposed to be here.
Maybe it's a little bit of a make good from the year before because there wasn't much action.
Yeah. So you're trying to help her out, so she gets.
Well,
she
had a missed year. I don't know if it's any of that, but
did you get a deal with the laser tag thing for sauce?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I got to get some cases.
You got a guy.
I got to get some barbecue before.
Did you really hook him up with stuff?
No.
You did a little.
No, I did not.
They have a laser.
He tried.
They guarantee you they tried. Do they have a little kitchen?
You guys don't barter, do you?
Did they have a little kitchen that they could serve stuff in that you offered up some sauce?
No.
I don't believe you. Pretty cool. Well, I wasn't invited to my own birthday party for Kirby. There's a reason why.
You were number 8?
Grown men shouldn't watch.
You were number 9.
Yeah, well, grown men shouldn't watch 12-year-olds play. NBC. It is my birthday. That is today. And we're going to get a Brady report, and I'll do very little work. It's Brady's job today. It's brought to you by Hooters and Michelob Ultra. Fantasy football is back. Hooters is the place for your draft party. Fun freebies, great food and drink specials, which includes Michelob Ultra on draft. Call your favorite Hooters location and schedule your draft party today. Football is just about underway. When these Olympics end, boom, we're right into football. So this year is going to just float us from one thing to the next. It's going to be pretty great. Thank you, Hooters. Thank you, Mick Ultra. Brady reported.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy John Holmberg Day.
That's right. Hey. And also?
Happy Dick Fish Day.
No. Oh, it's Dick Fish's birthday. That's right. He's still around?
Yeah, he is. Oh. Yep.
Who's Dick Fish?
Dick Fish was Brady's wife's roommate for a while.
He was our best maid.
Yeah, and he was the best.
Man of honor.
He was the maid of honor for Ronnie at the wedding.
All right.
She had a man as her maid of honor.
Yeah.
Is he married yet?
No.
Still by himself. He's sort of just that guy.
Mystery.
Yeah, he lived with Brady's wife, and we're like, is that all right by you? He's like,
don't worry, man. It's Dick Fish.
Like zero threat at all. And then you met him, and you're like, Brady's right. He has no designs on this. He just likes watching videos.
Nice. We lost, got a couple of baseless fun facts. We lost Jackie Mason, comedian Jackie Mason, over the weekend.
The Aardvark from the Pink Panther. Watch that. He's going to put holes in you. He hates these cans. He was the guy who ran the gas station in The Jerk.
Yeah. Mr. Little fun fact about Jackie Mason.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra supposedly hired thugs to beat up Jackie Mason for making fun of him marrying Mia Farrow.
Really?
Because she was 30 years younger.
Ooh.
After Mason had his face wired back together, he kept making jokes. He'd say, Frank Sinatra saved my life one night. He said, boys, that's enough.
That's enough. Stop hitting me. You're going to put holes in me? He was the aardvark on the Pink Panther. He was also
Harry Hartunen.
He's a gas station guy and the Jerk. And also happened to make the worst decision in the history of movies by being in Caddyshack 2.
Oh, that's right.
Kind of the Rodney Dangerfield attempt. Oh, that movie's so bad.
The only reason I knew it was Hartunian, because I went out with a...
Yeah, you had a Hartunian lady.
Girl,
also,
last name Hartunian. I went out. It's Armenian.
Yeah.
Oh, legit. Yeah. Okay.
She had a fuzzy back. Also, Krusty the Clown's dad, Jackie Mason.
Wow.
Rabbi Christophilus. I believe his name is. I don't remember exactly. That might be all.
Instant coffee was invented by a guy named George Washington. Not the...
Different guy.
Yeah. He came to America from Belgium in the late 1800s and started manufacturing instant coffee in 1910. Took him a while. It's a federal crime for someone who's not a postal worker to wear a U.S. Postal Service uniform unless you're acting in a play, TV show, or movie. A Halloween costume isn't a good enough excuse. You could get fined.
For pretending to be.
Get a large fine or up to 6 months in prison.
So dressing as a mailman.
Yeah.
Is illegal because you could go through people's mail and no one would question it.
Even at Halloween, even though I don't know how.
I guess that makes sense. Like you can't. What you can, however, in Halloween, dress as a cop.
What about a zombie postal worker?
I don't know. Sometimes in
Phoenix. Wow, you found a loophole, Brady.
Yeah. Sometimes in Phoenix, I've seen a few of them that, again, we had that time. I think I fixed that, by the way, because I had.
In your neighborhood, you did.
I'm pretty positive that I because.
In ours, they've gone all plainclothed.
Have they?
Yeah.
Just people just walking around, taking mail and giving mail?
With that sticker on the back of their car.
Oh, man.
That says,
they don't even get the little mail trucks anymore?
Trust that.
It's like half and half.
Oh, wow.
Honestly.
Remember, because I went on that thing about seeing mailmen, and I'm like, there's no decorum anymore. They look like they roll in dirt before.
A little sloppy.
And they got a little messy. And then the one guy goes, thanks a lot. We've got a meeting. I got that email. And they buttoned it up. We got a lot of clean male people in my neighborhood now. Mostly girls. Like they got rid of all those swarthy, sweaty dudes that were walking around with their shirts half tucked in.
The Wall Street Journal says schools are concerned because juice boxes, hamburger beef patties, and chicken tenders are among items that are short supply. It's because of labor deficiencies and the supply chain issues. Other expected shortages include canned fruit, corn dogs, salsa, Uncrustables.
Uh-oh.
Italian salad dressing. And even their lunch trays are in demand.
What have your people been doing with the salad dressing?
You know, I mean, come on.
Cornering the market.
There's a demand.
Who's paying?
Jack it up.
That's right.
I just got an email. It makes me worry.
Oh. Uh-oh.
It says, happy birthday, John. But your boy is at it again. What'd you do?
What'd you do, Toledo?
What did you
Tell
do?
Me. What
Were
did
you
do?
On the Twitter?
I was not.
Were you political on something?
No.
It's just a pre-warning.
It says your boy's at it again. Did you get into an argument with somebody?
No, not at all.
On the internets?
No.
Really?
Fist fight?
I need to know what
Eat
it is.
Eat up a neighbor?
Did something make the podcast again that we're done?
Geez, sure of?
Oh, no.
Did you ask for explanation?
I did.
Okay.
I'm asking you first to be.
I got nothing.
Then you clear
your chance to get it out of the way before they tell me what you did.
I don't up to that. Are you kidding me?
Before they tell me what you did. Over the weekend?
Over the weekend, no.
All right.
No. I got like underage fake ID drunk on Friday night.
All
so.
Right. That's what I like.
No, but the phone was the nowhere around.
Sarah. By the way, somebody, Scott Haynes, says that dickfish is also the term Ronnie uses on sex night to find your wiener in the fat roll.
Oh,
he goes dickfishing.
Come on.
He goes trolling.
He goes dickfishing. Little handbiller. What is it? Hillbilly handfish.
Yeah.
Hillbilly.
Noodling.
She's noodling.
62-year-old Sarah Lewis lives in England, and she's been locked down for 19 months because of the pandemic. She finally had the courage to step out. So she gets ready, grabs her purse, puts her mask on, gets outside of the house. A lorry goes by, which is a taxi cab, stops. And as she's continuing walking across the street, she's messing with her mask.
Uh-oh.
Lorry backs up in the blind spot.
Ends
over.
Her.
Good night.
She's done. Lights out. Wow.
Yep. First time out in 19 months. And the last time out.
Wow. One more day. We're going to be in masks again in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming.
Already. Well, I heard this morning, St. Louis.
Yeah, they're starting to do it again. And you see the riots in, like, London and Australia when they started to say, we're going to put you all back in masks? Just started fighting cops. Like, the cops aren't doing it. The cops are just kind of
Australia,
standing.
Australia, too? I thought they were, like, real compliant.
They were, and they're done with it. Everybody is.
Everybody's done with it.
Everybody's done with it. I don't. It's not going to be a good.
I forget which country it was. I saw the police actually marching with against masks too.
Like, yeah, there was one in England. There's a couple in Europe, someplace else. That's like, we're going to try again with the masks, and they're like, no, you're not. And Australia was a big one, but the cops, they're just chucking stuff at the cops. He's like, we're just trying to keep you guys from storming the castle here for a second. Calm down.
Researchers at Northwestern University in Illinois did a little research on aging, the effect, and what kind of factor it has. The study found that for every $50,000 accumulated during your middle age, your life expectancy goes up 5%.
If you make $50,000 extra?
Yes.
Every
$50,000 that you make.
You get a year to live.
Yep. 5%.
You get another year.
They did the research.
Christ, I'm dead.
They started.
You died 4 years ago. Like, Brett shouldn't be here. He's bucking the trend. Every $50,000 that you keep or just get?
Save and,
But so it's accumulate. Like money you accumulate.
Yes.
So you have to have $50,000 in it.
Correct.
Like, in, you can get it.
Yeah. They started the study in 1994 with a group of a little over 2,000 participants with the average age of 46, and they continued it through 2018, 24 years, basically.
Jeff Bezos is going to live forever.
Yeah. And a fifth of the people died during that time, and that's what they found, that the ones that had...
The poor ones died.
Yeah, in $50,000 increments.
But the people who didn't have any money, dropping dead like crazy.
This was pretty cool. Really cool, John. This 13-year-old girl from Australia discovered a puffy chip in her bag of Doritos. So she put it on eBay. and the price got up to $100,000.
What the hell is wrong with people?
Yeah, everything.
God. Then eBay shut down the auction. Like, you can't do this. So Doritos stepped in and offered Riley $20,000 for the chip. Not because they wanted to investigate, because it was a great marketing
plan. It's great marketing. 20 grand to some idiot who got a puffy Dorito?
Yeah, puffy Dorito. You were talking about the food during the Olympics? Pizza Hut in Japan?
I was?
Yeah, you're saying how bad...
you are now.
Some of the stuff we had earlier. You were talking about the food.
When?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think you might have been talking to yourself about it.
Oh, I think you said, I think you were talking about you don't like the food over there except sushi, American sushi. Yeah.
I was just saying I'm not interested in going to Japan because I don't like their food.
Well, this might interest you.
I wasn't really talking about the food. Jeez.
Pizza
things
Hut
he takes out of
for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Launches the new 10 meat decathlon pizza. It's topped with three types of bacon. Charcoal beef ribs, beef bulgogi, teriyaki chicken, pulled pork, pepperoni, rough sliced sausage, and Italian sausage.
Can you name me three types of bacon right now?
Somebody's getting hardened.
Yeah, maple bacon. You got your pepper bacon.
Hey, Canadian?
Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
You got jalapeno bacon.
These are just flavors.
Yeah, I was going to say maple.
They're different types of bacon.
You got your Hertfordshire bacon.
What's that?
It's just a type of pig.
Reason why I asked.
So are you. That's a lot of bacon knowledge, man. A lot. For you to rattle off all that.
You got your turkey bacon.
Flavored bacon.
I would have stopped at Canadian bacon.
Did anybody
and
else
bacon.
Like, think, oh my God, Bubba Gump's bacon guy is here.
Pepper, that's about and that's
bacon,
about
you
it.
Realize bacon, that you went bacon. Into that like maybe alphabetically we have to go to the tape and just started rattling off bacon flavors. Something's wrong with you.
Yeah there is.
You got your maple bacon, got your jalapeno bacon, got your back bacon, got your
Canadian doing? Bacon Hertfordshire.
Hertfordshire, it's a type of pig, you see. Do you ever ask what kind of pig this came off of?
Never. Never.
I don't usually at the store.
I know you're not asking.
I don't think
there's a lot of time for questions.
You just said usually.
if it says it on there, like, I got to try that.
You're within hands reach of bacon. There's not a lot of, what's it off of? It's going in.
31-year-old Justin Buccini recently got pulled over. He lives in Western Massachusetts, that area. And he got pulled over because he had a janky license plate. It was a temporary plate. With such bad handwriting, they couldn't make out the numbers. Turned out the car wasn't registered, and his license also expired. But when they pulled him over, asked him to step outside of the vehicle, the police found drugs in his pocket.
Oh boy.
Then they searched the car, and they found a family-sized box of Frosted Flakes that was full of drugs.
They're great!
A big bag of cocaine, over 3,000 tiny bags of heroin. And he was obviously planning to sell that. And they found a purse packed with even more drugs. There's the picture of the Frosted Flakes and the rundown of the inventory in there.
I drove here one day and got Jen Gardner gave me a pain pill.
Yeah.
In a thing. And I was nervous.
Your fingers are pretty. How big was the three
was,
inch?
Not the pill, but it was in the bottle.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So I was nervous with that bottle in my car with two pills in it. I was scared to death to drive home. How do you drive around with a full box of Frosted Flakes packed full of heroin?
Takes balls.
Oh, man. You got loaves of bread. You've got all this stuff. And it's Massachusetts State Police.
I like how he keeps part of the bag in there
crazy.
To try to.
Oh, yeah. You got to make people think. The lower end. I was nervous with somebody else's prescription bottle in my car. It scared me to death.
So a librarian in Connecticut talked about had a little face group with other librarians, and she was talking about how some guy's been calling and asking librarians to read boring legal jargon while he whacks off. And this Facebook group said, wait a minute, this guy called my library in a different state, and a bunch of them chimed in, and they all had one the reason why they put the two and two together, it's the same guy, because he specifically wants them to read stuff about Brady versus Maryland, 1963 Supreme Court case that said prosecutors have to share evidence if it could exonerate a defendant.
He just likes legalese.
Right, something boring. But then he also sometimes wanders outside of it, or it's a different guy that wants him to read stuff like titles of John Grisham books.
And they do it?
Well, they don't. They're doing it not knowing. And then all of a sudden...
But a stranger asked me to read John Grisham titles. I'm
yeah,
like,
could
why?
You pull this up? Could you read one of these paragraphs for me to make sure I got it
And it's just
straight?
On an internet thing?
Over the phone.
Oh, he's jerking off. I know that already. Yeah. I don't need
of course he is.
Come on.
Librarians?
If,
let alone...
You got to be more aware.
Hello?
No, they're not old ladies anymore. They're just weirdos. You've been to, I went by the library on my bike. I was shocked to see how many people were in there.
Yeah, the Gilbert one is
big. I'm not talking about downtown. I mean, nobody's using the books or anything. It's all for homeless people, but it's amazing how many people are in it.
You don't think they're up there, you know, studying museum
nobody's
books and Greek mythology?
No.
No?
Maybe. I'll say maybe, but I'm going to go ahead and doubt it pretty hard.
Well, you'll have
I think it's the free internet.
Reasonable doubt in there.
It's a place to not be outside for a second, and you can whack off the computer.
We got a Japanese guy who just made it into the medical journal after stroking it so hard, he gave himself an actual stroke.
Oh, wow.
51 years old, single. He was in the habit of whacking off several times a day.
Man.
Doctors also revealed he's right-handed for some reason.
Well,
he was finishing up some self-love. When he suffered a serious stroke and almost killed himself, showed up at the hospital with a severe headache, and he couldn't stop puking.
Oh, my God.
They did surgery, and he made a full recovery.
Little thing. I got to tell you my story from a few nights ago.
Uh-oh, you went there too?
I did a little drinking. And you know when you get in the middle of the night, you get a calf cramp from those miserable calf cramps. If you drink too
much. Worst.
It's the worst if it's a drunk one, too. So if you have a little alcohol in you, and it just attacks your leg. Well, I was in the middle of a little pleasure, solo love, just, you know, laying one out, so to speak, making the tummy puddles. And right as we get to the grand finale, the Bellagio, the calf goes, fing, cramps up.
Ah!
And right in the middle of it, I'm going, so good.
So bad.
It was,
so good.
It was the worst combination of great. And awful at the same time. That calf cramp. I felt like it was. Just, it feels like your muscles getting pulled out of your leg.
What do I do? What do I do?
Oh, I finished.
No,
I couldn't help.
Like, never figure out the right move on the.
I was in the midst of it, and then I did a little weird like lotus butterfly thing where both my, bottoms of my feet touched in this little diamond shape. Because I was just like balling up. Oh, it was the worst. And the calf cramp wouldn't go away. I'm in the bathroom. Oh, wiping down tummy puddles.
Let's get to some radio videos.
Never had a stroke.
We'll open up first with this drunk man and a woman. This was on some beach in Poland. Anyway, they're going at it on the beach in front of everyone.
You don't like drunk couples.
This is what like if they're sober?
3 weeks in a row.
They're just in love.
They were drunk because the guy got up. Staggering.
Sure about that?
But the funny part is the guy, someone came up to tell him to break it up, and then another guy comes over with flip-flops and just spanks the guy.
Oh, he gets beat up for it?
Yeah.
Oh, they're unattractive.
They blurred it.
They're an unattractive guy.
Yeah, it's in the...
Wow, that's some white skin on that lady. A warning. Contains... Yeah. Well, they aren't fooling around. This is a crowded beach, and he is just... Yeah, you can't do that.
Or she's trapped.
You just can't.
She's squirting stuff on him,
she
trying
might
to break,
be trapped.
Separate the dogs.
Yeah, you can't do that.
He is so hammered.
There's nothing about this that's a little bit hidden.
He just has a shirt on. He's fully naked. The girl seems to be. I mean, she has most of her clothes on. I think they were. Well, he's maybe doing side door. Maybe.
I don't know what he's doing. There's a lot
of
sand.
And then, so
in
he
this.
Gets up. Now here comes the best. The payoff.
Oh, he is.
This guy can't handle it.
Oh!
Wax him!
He got smacked with a Jesus cruiser.
Yeah.
Oh, man!
Watch him walk
He's
off.
Hitting him with a flip-flop.
And the dude makes it to the steps barely.
dong out.
Oh, yeah.
And now all these ladies are running. Get away from him. Oh, he didn't put his pants back on or even try.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't know where they are.
Yeah. He's just walking around the beach.
Oh.
Yeah, that normally I'm all for beach fun, but that's just flat out in the open.
Next one's a guy giving his Rottweiler a bath. And the Rottweiler's...
Is this a euphemism?
A tongue bath? Or?
No, it's just, it doesn't look like it's real happy.
Oh,
and this guy's fearless.
Yeah. I have a dog that does that when you give it a bath. They just talk.
I know, it's his talking, but...
Excuse me, Bear. Mr. Bear. Bear, can I get your paw? Why you look so crazy?
That's awesome.
Now we got a couple of people getting hurt.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, you're not kidding around, right?
This first one's got a wave runner. He gets face planted in the.
Oh, he misses the butt dock. He just goes. He was
total snail master.
Right it up on the
sandbar.
That's face into the ground. Oh, my. That's not good at all.
Front of the jet ski first, right?
He scorpions a little bit, too. Oh, the jet ski's ruined. Oh, that's bad.
This is an avalanche. This is unbelievable.
There's no snow.
No, it's a rocks and stuff.
Oh, geez.
But watch how it... They're filming it at first. No big deal.
Where's this?
This is kind of cool. I don't know.
That's the worst thing you can do in an avalanche, just scream more.
But watch some of these rocks come down. Now they're like, okay, that's still under control. But there's some cars over there.
They're in like a hotel or something.
Yep.
Yeah, where are you supposed to
then
go?
It starts moving there.
It's coming right at him.
Yep.
Damn.
Look at this bridge.
Oh, it's over.
Oh
my God. Yeah, go inside.
Now he goes inside, opens
a
window. Yep.
Yeah.
Check it out. Check out the bridge now.
What a jerk. It's gone.
Not yet. It's about to.
Where is this hell?
It says in India.
In India, here it comes. Good night.
Oh, Alder just took the whole bridge out. What caused this?
Just even the
hikers.
Even the mountains in India went out.
Mudslides. They got some rain too, and I think.
Jeez. They're not screwing around. That's a lot. Oh, girl on a pole.
Pole dancer.
All right. Upside down girl on a pole in her apartment. First day trying the upside down trick.
Her dog comes to rescue her.
Doesn't have the strength quite yet to make it to the big time.
Mom, what happened? I'm Doug.
I like that she's spent so much on decor.
Oh, yeah.
It's just an apartment with a pole in it and pictures of herself on the wall.
Good tile.
Oh, she's got a concussion.
Oh, yeah.
She picked a good song.
Though. Missing teeth.
Oh, here's her face again.
Oh,
that's a face to the floor. That's Chevelle right
Lightning.
There. Oh, my. All right. Is that it?
There's another quick one. Might be two. This is a guy that gets in the adult hamster wheel.
Yeah. He's in a huge hamster wheel.
And he gets it going pretty good and then realizes he can't make it stop.
Oh, there's no stopping the hamster. That's pretty fun. Is that like that should be an Olympic sport. He falls down. Oh, gravity wins again. Oh, he got it halfway around. Oh, man. I think it's inevitable you will fall down in a hamster wheel as a biped.
Yes.
I think if we were four wheeling it would be all right. But bipeds are. Food City carnivals are the worst. Here he goes, about halfway over, and Singapore stinks. Yep. Go back to look. It's just sitting on a couple of like cement blocks too. And again, it goes back to my rule: if you're going to be at a fun park, the stuff has to be bolted to earth. It can't be mobile.
That's solid
gold. Oh. And I think the only word in that entire language is la.
La, 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 la.
They just say that like the end of the Metallica song.
La, 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 la.
Boom. Yeah, that's a horrible little Food City carnival in a parking lot. There you go. Well done, Brady. There's your Brady report. It's 8:10 here in the Morning Sickness. Do we do Johnny Gras or do we?
Oh, yeah.
You want to? All right. You want to put me to the test? Give away some prizes based on knowledge of me and a listener. Fighting it out. Johnny Gras. My birthday. We win together. That's how it works. We just did Toledo's as a little test last week. Brett's coming up in a couple weeks as well.
Yeah.
Brady's not till February, but Johnny Gras. And then, you know, boy, we're within 6 weeks, you get to win all our birthday prizes. And then we take a big fat break. And then Brady tells you about what kind of pig your bacon came off of. I didn't know that. I thought it was just one pig that made bacon.
Nope. There's more than one cow that makes your...
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, even then, I wouldn't have known that. I've only seen slaughterhouses just pile them in. I don't think they really cared about the breed. I know there's types of ways to treat the thing.
Yeah, and then make it like a...
Like Wagyu and Kobe and stuff, but I didn't know that was specific to a type
of cow. Italian hams, expensive stuff.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Italian bacon? Italian pigs?
Oh, sure.
What, do they just have hair on them?
They're, forget the breed name. Like
man, it's weird that you want to know it. Do you have a favorite?
No,
nope. Whatever pig comes your way.
Yeah,
the javelina has bacon, probably, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's a hog.
We have bacon. Like you could eat bacon off of me. It's just where it comes from, right? It's kind of off your back.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy. There you go, everybody. That is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
98. Oh my gosh. Shut the front door.
We've got it all cleared up. Toledo was, in fact, added again. But it was an individual who baited Toledo to be added again over the weekend. A listener named Leah or Lee. Leah, I'm guessing. Got all over your Instagram.
It was a Saturday night?
Yeah, just bored.
No, no, no. Said, Friday morning during the show because we were talking about the about
carried
the
over
audits,
all weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're at it again. Auditor. That's too long. Then you are.
No, 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 no.
You have to walk away.
I replied to her Friday, and then I applied to her again yesterday. And that was it.
Did you do some research?
Oh, yeah, of
then
course.
Then you're at it.
I do as much research as she does.
Look, she seems like a nice person.
Oh, here we go.
I didn't say anything that she
you
wasn't.
You seem like a nice person. Why can't
but what
just,
I did say, and I'll say it right here, Leah can kiss my ass for running to you and bitching about
reason
it
I did
without
this.
Without running to me.
That's right, Leah.
Tattletale.
Yeah, Holmberg, you boys.
It's like with your dad.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
I don't like you. I'm going to go run to John and tell on you.
It's your boys at it again.
And then the best part is I'm like, what'd he do? And it didn't come up, and you said you hadn't done anything. But deep down, you knew what I was talking about.
No, right? No, I didn't. Until you mentioned her name.
Still great. And I said, well, Leah Stevens said that you two went at it over the instance, Grams. And you said, oh, yeah, you know, she came at me with some, wanted to talk about the economy. And then I said, oh, okay, he told me that you two fought. This isn't him being at it again where he just blindly flamethrows social media with you know, commentary. And then she goes, he won't admit he's a goddamn socialist. And
I'm like, first of all, she never asked me to admit that either.
Look, both of you just, you know what, put the landing gear down. Let's put these planes on the ground. No reason to fly out there. You apologize, Toledo, to Leah. For being a socialist.
No, I don't think that's happening. We're having a conversation. That's all we're doing.
Clearly, it's gotten so heated, it's come to me. And I've got to arbitrate, Brady. I'm a mediator now.
We got to get those shirts printed up.
Your boy's at it again. There's nothing better.
Yeah, your boy's at it again. There he goes.
And another thing. That's what every one of your Instagram or tweets or whatever should start with, ellipsis, and another thing.
They did for a while after that first time that happened.
Your boy's at it again.
Said, be prepared, your boy's about to be at it
again. Who's got that kind of time? Like, to just go, I'm going to talk to Toledo about the economy for a minute. Like, what the hell sparks that between the two of you?
Something that happened on Friday. We were talking about...
one of our topics.
What were we talking about?
And you said...
audit results... And then we talked about inflation and interruptions in supply because you were talking about doing the – no. You were about the mask coming back again.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
all
think
that.
That's happening. I'm not saying
how
I'm
that
a fan
can
of
affect
it.
The economy.
Like, I'm not
none of us said we're fans.
I'm not a huge fan of like Toledo and a socialist party that he runs around with. Those dirty commies.
But March with me.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Toledo Sanders.
I'm saying it's coming. I'm not – exactly. don't let them fight you there, Richard. You stand your ground against this. You are at it again, and you should be. Somebody needs to be at it around here.
That's a new picture. We got Toledo with some mittens on.
I'll send you a pair of freshly knitted mittens.
And then you won't be able to use your computer because you'll be in mittens. It's the deterrent for being at it again.
Leah's a lovely person.
You don't know that.
I don't.
You just told her to kiss your ass.
That doesn't mean she can't be a lovely person and kiss my ass at the same time.
It's great stuff. Well, Leah, I'm sorry that you and Toledo spent
your
week
person, bro.
Arguing about the economy for no reason at all. I argue about good stuff, like getting rid of this goddamn girl skateboarding. Pointless nonsense. Come on. Silly. Anyway, I'm trying to sort it all out. All right, you guys have to have your questions ready and get ready for it. We're ready to go with little Johnny Graw.
Okay.
You got you ready?
On right.
Yeah, I don't know. You guys can.
Well, we'll shop. Converge. You get the question.
Yeah. Okay, you do the shopping. Brady will do the questioning. And we'll find out what Johnny Graw holds today. The prizes are taken right off of the websites for ads and As Seen on TV, Home Shopping Network, QVC. If I win with you, listener, we will be a team. We both get the prize. Toledo and one of his listeners got there a week ago or so.
Thoughts and prayers basket.
One of the socialists. You got death baskets. You got mourning baskets.
That's what all socialists should get, Johnny.
Yeah, that's right.
There's death to you and your communist party, Toledo.
Here's some bread.
You're getting your bread lines because that's what you want. Mr. Hate Success. Tax them all.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Next time you get a raise, why don't you just hand it over?
But Leah's right. My boy's at it again. I love that you got tattled on, too. It's even better. You get told on. And that's what made you mad. So I'm sure you're going to fire back. All right, Leah, if we're going to have a conversation, you can't go to jail.
No, I didn't say a thing about
you should,
it.
Though. Because that's what socialism
I've
is.
I said it right here. She's
everybody
listening.
Knows. I know. I liked it. I'm telling her. She probably said, kiss my ass.
She should say that,
right.
too.
Right. And then kiss everyone's ass because you got to make it even in socialism.
Oh, that's right.
If you kiss my ass, I got to kiss everybody's ass. I'm ready. Johnny Graw. We'll see what the prizes are. We'll do that in just moments. I need a partner. 585-9800. Don't care what you are. Just be the partner that wants to win. And we'll find out what we're playing for in a little bit. Get five questions right. Is that how we're doing it? I don't remember. Three or five.
We did five.
Okay, yeah, five questions.
Five is the magic number.
Five questions correct, and we will win prizes for my birthday. You get my birthday present prizes today. It's 827. 585-9800. Johnny Graw's next.
98. Oh, my gosh.
98.
Shut the front door.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.